just a minute, Bill will serve as special advisor to Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Helen, there is a great new way to tell if you are too drunk to drive. Coming soon, you can get a breathalyzer, a personal breathalyzer, conveniently built into what?
Your car keys?
No. They already have that, I think. Bet you can't blow just 0.01.
Potato chips.
Right. Specifically, a little bag of Tostitos. The Tostitos brand has unveiled a new bag of chips that can detect if you're drunk. And it doesn't detect it in the old-fashioned way by just catching all the beer when it comes back for a visit. No, there is a sensor inside the bag that turns green if you're under the legal alcohol limit when you blow into it, and red if you're not. So now there will be two ways of knowing if someone is drunk. They either blow a red light in their chips bag, or they're blowing into a chips bag to see how drunk they are. And here's the genius part. Some of these bags will be equipped, I'm not quite sure how, so that if you blow over the legal limit, it will call you an Uber.
What?
Wow. It'll just bring an Uber to where you're standing there, because if there's anything Uber drivers love, it's giving a ride to someone who's so drunk he's using a bag of chips as his wingman.
How does a bag of chips call the Uber guy?
It's got a little chip in it.
Does he get a thing? He's like, oh, it's Doritos again. Yeah. This guy.
Oh, wait a minute. That Doritos is rated 4.5. I'm going to pick him up.
Doritos again.
Maz, a man in Britain was convinced that he had found his soulmate, which is why he wrote her a love letter after meeting her. How?
He found his soulmate. Did he run her over?
No.
Was he stalking her?
No. I'll give you a hint. He saw not so much into her soul on that first meeting, but into her lower intestine.
Ooh, oh. Wow. So he was her her doctor and was giving her.
Yes. Exactly.
What is it called? Endoscopy.
No, that's the opposite. The
colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy.
You guys can't see the finger gestures.
You don't want to see
that. Maz is doing
right
now.
You don't want to see the finger gestures. Yes.
That's how my doctor warms up.
The love struck.
My doctor goes, oh, we're going for that today.
The love struck Romeo met his Juliet when she was, partially anesthetized, and he, a doctor, was giving her a colonoscopy.
Wow.
It was really a doctor. He didn't pretend. That's the good news. The bad news is that after the procedure was complete, the doctor wrote a letter saying that scoping her colon has, whoa, quote, induced extraordinarily tender feelings of weakness within him. He clearly believed that he had to open up for her in the same way she had opened up to him. The woman naturally freaked out and reported him. But even if she hadn't done that, even if she had been accepting of his, remonstrations of love, where could their relationship have gone from there, given that he had started out by getting to ninth base?
What is wrong with, I remember the good old days when you could go out colonscoping and it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm a romantic because I think I kind of think it would have been sweet, yeah, if they had gotten together and they could tell their kids how they met. Like, your mommy's polyps.
Mm. Oh, the picture, the so pictures beautiful of the first date.
So great.
And then the first movie they'd see is Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, absolutely.